I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
So high five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. here, where I am in North Carolina. I usually say New England, but we finally made our move to North Carolina. So I'm broadcasting the first show in North Carolina for DDP Radio on my end, which could only mean one thing. It's an episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. You can find me at mikeat90%.com. And, of course, I am joined by author extraordinaire DDP Yoga super success story, Stacey Morris. Hello, Stacey.
Hey, Mike, and congratulations on making the move.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a long and daunting week. We will get into that for sure, and we're going to get into all about your 50th birthday celebration as well as the outpouring of, I'll say, affection for Stacey Morris via some grueling work as well. And also, we have on the show is one bad mama Gemma, as usual, talking about Robert McLaren. Robert, what's up, man?
Oh, not much, man. Just ready for this week's show, see what the community show brings.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that. We had the community show last week, and we had a great response from it. And we realized that we gotta start giving love to the community. We've had some awesome guests on a bunch of times, and it's an awesome thing to do. We have great, inspiring people on. But the reason we do this show is for you, is for the community, is for DDP Yoga community to vent, to tell us their successes, their strengths, their weaknesses, what's hurting, what's doing well. And that's what we're doing. So we're doing it back-to-back weeks, the DDP Yoga community show. And we're going to have a good show for you tonight. So you're going to have to give us a call because we're depending on you to get us through. 347-994-1216. Once again, that's 347-994-1216. Or you can hit Stacey Morris up in the chat. If you look in the corner of the chat room, it should say Stacey Morris. And you can message her or message her in the chat. And she'll get on your questions. So before we get started, I just want to wish Stacey once again a happy birthday. What about the outpouring of affection for you in your birthday? So much love on the internet, huh?
Oh, that was so nice. Just all the messages in and of themselves, but the people, the members who took the time to do a video of their 50 consecutive diamond cutters, there were quite a few. And that was just really that meant a lot to me, and I was really impressed with everyone who made the effort, because I did them too,
and they weren't easy, were they?
No, and Mike, you must have done yours right after last week's show, because boom,
I'm just going to get it out of the way and knock it out right now, and I tell you, my biceps were aching by the end of those, because when I hulk them up, I really hulk it up, and my biceps were aching, man.
That's actually probably a good quick workout if you don't want to think and you don't have the videos DVDs. Just do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm thinking, this might be a great thing to add into my routine once in a while. First of all, I felt great afterwards. You get the full body workout because if you're actually engaging your calves, your quads, your abductors, your biceps, your triceps, everything is engaged in that. That's just a quick full body workout right there. That's not just, working out your back or your arms or anything.
I know, and I, because of the succession and the amount of repetition, I think it works the muscles much differently than if you just did a few. And my neck, I was starting to my neck was getting fatigued, and I'm like, wow, it really is a whole different ball game when you do many diamond cutters back to back. So I want to know who out there is going to be turning like 55, 60, 70, you know?
Oh, boy.
Because we can be up for some more challenges.
Well, I'm up for it, and I think Team DDP Yoga is up for it as well. And, Stacey, you had an awesome birthday party. Chef Bill put on a great spread for you as well, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He put on an amazing gluten-free. He had it catered, even though he's a chef, but he had so many other things to take care of. He literally made a red carpet on our front walkway, and one of those big screens. It's like a backdrop that you see at Hollywood events that say, you know, the name of the movie and the name of the sponsors. He had Clean Comfort up in living color. The book cover, which was designed by the one and only Robert, and some of my before and after pictures. And I had, you know, my closest friends and family there. And some of the team was invited, but they couldn't make it for various reasons. But it was a really wonderful gathering, and Chef Bill just like knocked it out of the park.
Oh, that's awesome. And we want to wish you a happy birthday here at Team DDP Yoga again. 50 is a great year, and you know, just to feel younger than you did the year before is amazing. And I gotta throw in a plug for the book, Clean Comfort. You talked about Clean Comfort all over the party. Clean Comfort is available at StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com. She's really proud of that book, so definitely check that out. And if you want to get a hard copy, you can email StaceyMorris345@yahoo.com. And
I'll sign it. I'll sign it and personalize it and mail it out to you.
Yeah, all for one low fee. And so definitely hit up StaceyMorris345@yahoo.com. Get a copy of that as well. And we have to give Robert a little love for all the hard work he put into that book as well. So definitely check that out. It's a great beacon to Team DDP Yoga. It's just, it shows what can be done with hard work and just a lot of, you know, a lot of TLC to yourself. So StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the show tonight on the calls, I want to hit up DDP's schedule. As we know, Diamond Dallas Page is all over the country doing his workshops, and here's just a few that's happening coming up soon. And don't forget, he's doing a UK tour as well. All kinds of UK bookings are coming in, so we're going to get to that as well. But first, right now, we're going to get on this, November 8th, 2014, at Bearden United Methodist Church in Knoxville, Tennessee. January 9th, 2015, at Pure Yoga East, 203 86th Street, New York, New York. DDP Yoga Workshop in Newport, Rhode Island on January 11th, 2015. And Hammers Energy Fitness has their own workshop, DDP Yoga Workshop, March 21st, 2015 in LaSalle, Illinois. Matt Hancock's getting on that. Matt, I got your email. I got to send you one back. I've just been kind of hectic lately. Haven't forgot about you. And also DDP Yoga Retreat, July 17th through the 24th, 2015. And October 16th through the 22nd, 2015, at the El Dorado Resort in Casitas. I will be there. Stacey will be there. I'm hoping Robert's going to be there. It's going to be a hell of a time. Check out ddpyogaretreat.com for more information on that. And real quick, want to run down this this list right here. DDP and DDP Yoga, as we mentioned, is coming to the UK in March. Lots of details are emerging. They're coming soon. They're coming fast, so be on the lookout for that stuff if you're in the UK or anywhere in the surrounding countries of the UK that can make it over there. Upcoming workshops are going to be in the various cities. These are the ones we have right now. The dates and the locations haven't been sorted out yet, but we're going to be heading to Manchester, Nottingham, Birmingham, Cardiff, Portsmouth, Chichester, London. And there's all kinds of locations coming up. They're subject to change, but definitely check out DDP Yoga .com for more information on that. So, anyways, before we get into the show tonight, I want to ask Stacey, how was your week?
It was very full, a little bit tiring, and just, you know, a lot of excitement. I have to tell you, yeah, it was my party, and I ate more than I usually ate, but I kept it clean. But it did take a few days to recover because once you get into a certain rhythm with eating less and eating better quality food, when I deviate, my body really feels it, and I really literally needed some recovery time. And what I ate at my party paled in comparison to what, you know, like in my hardcore eating days would have been. But still, I've just, like, there's been such an evolution, you know, on so many levels that I can't even begin to do what I used to do. And it kind of taught me a little bit about, well, you know, this is really a great way to eat, and I don't want to ever slide back, you know, because I don't like being in that state, you know, where I've got too much of an, like, overload to digest. And it, in some ways it brought back some funky memories, but it's always a good learning experience. And I really celebrated more. The food was just like one part and one component. I really took in, you know, the people who were there, the sentiments, the cards that I got. That's what really definitely filled me up, much more than the food. And I'm, you know, I celebrate differently now. Before, it was just like all food all the time, and that was the focus of any celebration. Now it's a much more full experience. So
I wanted
really
to ask
great.
You about that. No, it is a milestone birthday, and there's so many people, and it's so good that you are so vocal about the way you live. I know a lot of people don't like to get up there and broadcast if they're trying to eat well or trying to eat clean, but it makes it so much harder in the long run, because if you weren't telling people that you were eating clean and eating healthy, how many brownies and cakes and whoopie pies would be showing up at your door on your 50th birthday? And it just makes it so much harder, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it does. You have to be – this is actually – you raise a good point, and it was brought up on one of the DDP Yoga Facebook pages. There are so many subcategories now, it's hard to keep track. But one member was saying that she was at a family event and, you know, felt kind of embarrassed that she was offered diet soda. And really what she wanted was water, and she felt like she maybe was being impolite to refuse the diet soda, even though it was something she really didn't want to put in her body. And she got a lot of great feedback from members. And my personal take was, when you start to change your priorities, and that includes what you want to put in your body, there can be no apologies. There's no need for apologies. You know, like everybody knows how I eat. And I don't make a big deal of it, but I'm firm and I'm unapologetic. And I also don't expect the world around me to eat my way. You know, that would be unrealistic. So I often will travel with my own clean stuff. I'll go to parties with some backup. And if you have caring people in your life, sometimes you might get lucky and they'll make something gluten-free just out of consideration. But you really do have to be just very upfront, you know, this is how I eat, and I'm not preachy about it, but I need to meet my own needs. And nobody's going to do it for me, and I'm not going to fall into that trap where I'm letting anybody shame me or guilt trip me, like, oh, I made this. I just don't fall for it. And that's really important in the beginning, to set those boundaries with people, because I think as a general rule, people get a little threatened by change. And, you know, this is a big change, especially if you're a big eater like I was and food was your life. It is a drastic change, but you can train the people around you.
You really relearn how to do the simplest things too. It's not just routines and, you know, eating healthy. You don't even realize some of the things. And I'm gonna put full disclosure here. This week was a train wreck for me. I'm not gonna lie, and I'm giving myself that pass. Sometimes you have to give yourself a controlled pass, and that's what I needed this week. And you know, I have no doubts I'm gonna get back on track after this. I've been doing this almost 4 years now. I have no problem getting back on track. But this is a week that I kind of needed to take myself and just, you know, within reason, kind of let myself go, because it was one of those weeks we're going to be on the road for over almost 20 hours. We were going to be, you know, packing, moving. So I'm not going to have the opportunity to cook what I want to cook. I was staying at my parents' house before that. So it was just one of those things where you grab when you could and you try to grab the best thing you can. But it was just something I had to get through this week, and it was going to be a true test for me too, because, you know, in previous times, you know, I've fallen apart when that stuff happens and you give yourself a pass. But I have no doubt I'm getting back on track. I've given myself my time to get here, get settled, and get going, and it's nipping the bud time. And I've never thought I'd say this, but I'm so excited to be eating healthy after this, you know, week, because you have no idea how bad I feel.
Uh-huh.
And it's been like that ever
physically.
Since I've started this journey, this move. And I said to myself, I just need to get by this. I need to get through this, and then I can worry about myself for a little bit. It was just too hectic, too crazy. And it was almost like I did myself a disservice, because I've got so much stuff to do, and here I am groggy all the time. And it wasn't good for me, but I'm through it, and I got through it. And there's no doubt I'm going to get through the other side and get back on track. And there's no doubt in my mind that I'm going to flourish in this new atmosphere. It's just getting here was really tough. And sometimes in life, you know, it's not ideal, but I had to give myself that controlled gain, you know?
Well, you know yourself, and just the fact that you kind of negotiated with yourself and said, okay, you know, we're taking a little break here from this routine. And, you know, you did what you had to do. And sometimes that's life, you know. It can't all be, you know, we can't always be in drill sergeant mode. You know, we have, especially when there are pressures from different sides of our lives, you know. But the fact that you can feel now, like you physically feel like, God, I feel a little drugged. I feel a little slowed down. And and you know what feeling good feels like now, too.
Yep.
So you have that reference point, and you can get back to that. Just do a day-by-day, you know, detox, because it takes a few days and sometimes weeks to get some of that out of your system. But, you know, now you've landed. You're in your new home, and just look at it as an exciting new beginning.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, because you're like the queen of, like, you know, really just clean eating. I do. That's exactly what I want to do. I want to get all of this out of my body as soon as possible. And I never really can get through an entire juice fast or anything like that. I can't handle it. I need the sustenance of my body. I need the fiber. And I need, you know, it messes me up too much, like, you know, emotionally and physically. So I don't really try to do the juice fast as much. But is there any kind of foods you can recommend for someone like me who has had a struggle this week and is trying to just get all of that crap out of their system and just feel as good as possible as soon as possible? Any, you know, any type of diet routine you recommend? I know you're good with that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on the juice fasting. I know a lot of people swear by it and it works for them. It doesn't work for me psychologically and physically. But I, you know, when I do need to cleanse, I have at least one, sometimes two juices a day. And by that, I mean, you know, I have, some of you know, I do fruit in the morning on an empty stomach. And that's my personal boundary. I don't eat fruit throughout the day. Not that it's bad for you, but I'm just at a certain age where I need to watch sugar intake. And that's my choice. But when I do juices, I do all vegetable, because it's more cleansing and it keeps the glycemic index down. So, and I know people like to mix the fruits and veggies. That's totally fine, you know. But if you're in cleanse mode, I would try to do one juice with all vegetables. It's not going to taste great, but I look at it as medicinal, because it is. And I would also go for lighter foods, you know, like lentils, garbanzos, kidney beans, maybe some vegetable soups with them, because lentils have a lot of fiber, and you definitely want to get as much fiber as you can within reason, you know, while you're cleansing. Little things like ginger and turmeric, you know, they're very healing to the body, and throw those into a juice, you know, and some clean protein. You know, like some vegan protein powder would be fantastic with almond milk. I don't mean, you know, eliminate food, but I mean just as a pure source of some nutrients and protein. Someone also told me that raw fresh pineapple and also papaya are loaded with enzymes, and they're very cleansing. So try to throw in some of those high enzyme fruits, I think would be good for you. But aside from that, just whole foods, some vegetable juices, and lots of quality fluids, you know, like herbal tea, purified water, and that sort of thing. Oh, and of course, from my cookbook, the recipe for hot lemon water, which is just you slice up an entire lemon and steep it in very, you know, hot water. Don't bring it to a huge boil or it'll become bitter. But that's one of the best things you can do anytime, just to cleanse yourself.
Yeah, that sounds great, and I like that it's actually food. I mean, it's just the juice fast. It just, I don't know. I feel like, and I know so many people swear by them, and I know it's a big part of this community, but it doesn't do me well, and I can never get through it. And I feel like I almost end up going, you know, backwards after I finish the fast because I'm just like so ravenous, not necessarily eating like the worst. Just eating and eating and eating and eating, and just it kind of messes with me a little bit. So I like that there's real food there, but it's something I can work with because I do enjoy cooking, and it's been so hard the past couple of weeks with all my cooking supplies packed up and at my parents' house, and you know my dad's a sugar fiend, and you know cookies and if there was gluten free stir fry at the gas station, there'd be no problem. I'd have no problem whatsoever. But when you're driving.
Right.
17 hours and all you're stopping at is gas stations. And honestly, I'll be honest, I didn't prepare myself the best for this. I was just worried about getting everything here. I could have packed snacks and stuff like that, but it didn't happen. But I'm not beating myself up over it because that's what the old Mike would have done. And the old Mike would have beat himself up over it and, you know, just said, screw it. And that's not who I am anymore. And that's what, you know, is the best thing about, you know, the DDP Yoga community and taking advantage of people like you and Robert and, you know, Dave Orth and Josh McAdoo and having all those people there to help pick me up. Because it takes a little bit of picking yourself up. You know, people always say to, you know, say to me, oh, I got to get out of this funk. You don't get out of a funk. You have to pull yourself out of the funk. And that's what people don't get. They just expect that funk to rise. And I've been in plenty of funks before, and I've realized it myself that I, you know, sometimes just waiting for it to happen. But you just got to pull yourself out. It doesn't happen magically.
Yeah, you got to train your brain. And, of course, getting to the mat is crucial, especially when you're in a funk. You know, it will physically, you know, pull you out of that dark cloud, you know, because your body gets moving, you start to sweat, you start to feel more empowered, you're more limber, and, you know, I don't know anyone who's ever said, you know, they feel worse at the end of a workout. It works every time.
I almost get like a buzz, like almost like I've had, you know that feeling when you've had a couple cocktails and you're not drunk, but you're not sober and you're feeling just really good. I always feel like that after a workout. It's almost like you get a great DDP yoga buzz from working out. And it really is. And the endorphins, it triggers the same chemical reactions. It's almost like a drug in your brain. These endorphins start coming out and you just feel really good. And that's great for antidepressants too. Like I've had some times in the past couple months with all the uncertainty going on in my life and the move and everything, we're up and down, and you get on the mat and you pick yourself up and you're in a whole different headspace. I mean, it really is. There is a physical and, you know, physiological reaction to a DDP yoga workout.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the best ways to, you know, turn your day around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Stacey, I don't see you in the chat. Are you in here?
I am trying to get in. I have a new computer, which I'm still trying to figure out, so I just turned my old computer on, and I'm hoping that'll do the trick.
All right.
What? Are you on, Mike?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
Yep,
so
there you are.
I don't know if we have any questions.
Nope, we don't
have
any quite yet. If you guys want to get in on this, give us a call, 347-994-1216. Going to be kind of an easygoing show tonight. Like I said, I'm in the process of moving, didn't get a bunch of notes done. Stacey's been really busy. Robert, of course, is always busy. So we just kind of winging it tonight, just talking, you know, bringing up some DDP yoga stuff. Now, Robert, I know you sit behind the desk a lot of your day, and, you know, people don't realize how hard it is working from home as, you know, a person who's done it myself. How do you cope with, you know, the distraction of, you know, food always there. Just, you know, being able, you know, making your own schedule is sometimes hard for people. And you don't really have a schedule because you're always on call. But, you know, what do you do to, you know, kind of work through your, you know, issues when you're just sitting at home all day and people don't realize how hard that actually is?
I, you know, the most of my day I'm in my office, you know, and probably 12 hours a day, something like that. So I don't bring, other than breakfast and lunch, I don't bring any food in there whatsoever. And I kind of...
You kind of treat it like you're.
Go ahead.
You kind of treat it like you're going to work, like your office is your work, so that's where you're going, you know, for the day.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't go in. It's in the evening sometimes, but generally during the day, I don't go in looking for snacks. I don't, you know, raid the pantry, and you know, it's just I'll have my two meals, and that's pretty much it.
No, I always joke around with you how thin you are. You're like a rail, and it kills me that you're that skinny because I would kill to be that skinny. But do you ever struggle? I mean, do you have problems overeating, or is eating just always come like, you know, natural to you? Is, you know, I'm just naturally thin. I don't have to worry about it, so I don't really focus on it type of thing.
No, because I have exactly the opposite problem, which is putting weight on. Because the way that you, like at the retreat, the way you saw me is about 20 pounds heavier than my normal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's been my struggle, is not to keep the weight off, but to keep it on.
Now, we should probably do a show about that, too, sometime, because that would be great to talk to you about. I know we talk about weight loss a lot in this program, because the majority of the DDP Yoga clients are people who want to lose weight. But there's a huge group of people out there that are trying to put on size and trying to, you know, bulk up, which is also, you know, a great tool of DDP Yoga as well. We've seen people that have, like, put on tons of muscle mass, and, you know, just myself alone, I'm not even talking about the weight loss, I actually have muscles now. I couldn't believe it. I never, ever had muscles. But that's a big part of the community, people who are actually looking to put on size, not lose weight. So we really need to do a show about that sometime. If you guys are interested, maybe have someone on that's, you know, has put on some weight and, you know, work through the DDP Yoga program, the opposite of what a lot of people do instead of losing weight, putting on weight.
Yeah, I mean, the focus on the website is obviously weight loss because that's where most of our stories come from, but that's not what DDP Yoga is about at all. You know, it's about...
That's what it was going to be.
Yeah. It's about getting strength and flexibility and keeping your body healthy. And that's like Dallas says, that's just... The weight loss is just a great side effect.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people come to the site, you know, and it, some for a lot of people it is like a physical appearance thing, but, you know, you could be the skinniest person in the world and be completely unhealthy, so it is. It's about getting unhealthy. It's not about, you know, getting into a size 4 jeans or anything like that. It's about getting yourself to be the optimal, healthiest person you can be for yourself. And that gets lost in sometimes, a lot of times, too, people just wanting to get into the skinny jeans, but that's a great side effect as well. But you know, it's all about getting healthy and staying healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. The there's an easy misunderstanding thinking that someone who is thin is healthy, and it doesn't always equate.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I know some skinny people that are most horribly unhealthy people I've ever seen in my life, and not just eating, but like smoking and drinking and just. You know, it doesn't mean, just because you're skinny doesn't mean you're healthy. And I always say this, I joke about this all the time. My friend Paul, my best friend in the whole world, he, ever since we were kids, skinny as a rail. He puts on muscle and looks great and in a bathing suit, you know, in a completely hetero way. And not that there's anything wrong with that. but I'm just, he looks amazing in a bathing suit. And he's sitting there eating double quarter pounder with cheeses in French fries. And honestly, it drives me crazy. Like, it makes me angry because I'm like, how can you eat that and look like that? But then I just have to remind myself that he's not necessarily healthy just because he's eating, just because he's not looking like me over here with a little muffin top in my stomach.
Yeah, and, you know, there's not necessarily anything wrong with that because you just, you know, you're not where you want to be yet, but there's nothing to say that that's not really close to the prime look for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of wanted to touch on this a little bit too, because I had someone message me on my Mike at 90% page recently, and I wanted to ask Stacey, because I know Stacey's dealt with weight loss quite a bit, and a lot of people message her asking questions, but someone said to me that she loses weight constantly and then always goes back to the same number of weight. She gains weight and then always comes back to that same number. That there's a set number that she can't get away from. It's either 10 pounds heavier, get back, 10 pounds lighter, get back. And she wanted to know if there's a way that her body is just biologically meant to be at that weight loss number. I wanted to address that on the site, on this show, because it's really a number that, it was a question that really kind of made me think a little bit. She wants to know if her weight is biologically set to that number that she can't get away from.
So you're saying no matter what she does in terms of eating or exercising, it always seems to pull back to this number?
I can't remember what she said, but she said something like the effect of if she eats just a little bit, like overeats a little bit, she gets back to that number. If she undereats, she just always ends up going back to that same like 2 pound range, and she can't seem to break past it either way, weight or loss. And she was kind of thinking that her body is just biologically set to be at that number, which I don't know if that's a thing or.
Well, I've heard of the whole idea of set points. I'm not qualified to like speak on it professionally or anything, but I have a pretty, you know, at least for now, I have this range that my body seems to stick to and be very comfortable at without a lot of effort. You know, and I've thought about, you know, maybe I should be a little lower, but it doesn't seem to be happening. So, and I've been off sugar for a while. I eat pretty clean, and I'm fairly active. You know, I'm a pretty active person. So, you know, from my experience, I do seem to have a set point range where my body just seems to be happy.
I was wondering that because I've been dealing with something that would make what she said kind of made me think a little bit, because I've been dealing with something. Whether I gain a little bit of weight or lose a little weight, my body's been staying in the same range. And I've been calling it a plateau, but I wouldn't call it a plateau because I can break through it occasionally. But my body seems to be coming back to mostly the same, you know, 5 or 10 pound range, and it's been there for a while. And I know that I can do better, and that's the thing. But it drives me nuts because she had said in her email, I can't remember what her name is. I don't want to say it on the air, anyways. But she says that when whether she overeats or undereats, or if she just mixes things up a little bit, whether undereats a little bit or overweight eats a little bit, it always gets back to that same weight. And that's what I feel like my body's been doing for the past year or so. I lost the weight, you know, fairly quick, mm-hmm. and then it's just been kind of like a couple of pounds down, a couple of pounds up for me. And I know I can do things better. I'm not saying I can't, and that would be a lie to say I could. So I know what the answer is myself. I need to kick things into gear a little higher. But it's just frustrating that with just such little, you know, tweak of my diet, it can, you know, just get myself back that far.
Yeah, I know for me to be on the lower end of the range, back before I met Bill and I was single and I had a lot more free time on my hands, I would, in addition to DDP yoga, I would do, you know, rounds at the gym and more, you know, weightlifting, and I would do like, you know, 3 hours a day between the DDP yoga and other cardio and gym, and that kept me at a lower weight. And I knew in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, I'm probably not going to be able to do this, you know, all the time, maybe for the rest of my life. Right now I have the luxury, you know, and fortunately I'm one of those people, I love exercise. I love it. And I know also, you know, now that I'm not hitting it as hard physically, I could be on the lower end of my range if I ate more vegetables or, you know, if I ate lighter. I mean, I see some people like who are raw and vegan, and I admire that, but I can't do it. I'm not willing to do it. So
yeah.
Everyone has their cutoff point. You know, like I'm very happy being gluten-free, and sugar-free and dairy-free, and I'm very okay with listening to my body and eating enough and not stuffing myself. But I'm not, you know, I also know I'm not willing to go too much stricter. You know, I'm not I'm not a big salad person. That's just the reality. I forced myself to down the veggies by way of juicing. And, you know, I've made a lot of changes, but I know I could be more stringent. I look at other people in the community, and I'm not where they are. But overall, I'm pretty happy with where I've landed. You know,
and
I think you have to be happy with who you are. Otherwise, you're always going to be chasing, well, what if I just lose 5 more pounds or color my hair or get a nose job, you know? There's always going to be something that you're going to focus on that gives you that illusion that that will finally make you happy.
And that's a great point, just being happy. You know, you don't have to be at the ideal body weight for your type, or, you know, you don't have to fit into the size 2 pants or be able to lift that much or do that. As long as you're happy where you are and your people around you are happy with you, you know, that's all that matters. And, you know, that's really the only important thing. And if you say you want something, and if you want to be happy, and if you want to achieve that the ideal weight or do that position or do whatever you want, I think one of the most important things you can do for yourself, and I try to do this, and I try to make it a point in my day to do this, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you I struggle with this as well, as most people do. You know, being self-aware is one of the best things you can do for yourself. Being self-aware, because if I see people all the time, and I don't want to say this to them, you know, some people I have like Josh McAdoo, I'm a good friend with him, and I'll tell him, listen, man, you're an idiot. But there's some people you just got to kind of tiptoe around. But there's so many people that say, well, I don't know why it's not working for me, or this isn't working, or this isn't working. But they know what they're doing that it's not working. Sure, there's some people that are, you know, doing it all right, and it's just not clicking for them. But there's always room for improvement, and be able to say to yourself, well, this is what I can tweak, or this is what I need to do. You know, I know that I've struggled the past couple months, you know, being so busy in the move. I know I could do things better. I know, Stacey, if you looked at your entire thing, I'm sure you could find a few things you could do better. Robert, there's things in your day that I'm sure you could say, I could do that better. And just knowing, you know, what you're being aware of, you know, what your flaws are a really important part of, you know, changing your life. And just to be, you know, say that I'm doing everything perfectly when you know you're not, is not going to get you anywhere. You know, you can lie to your friends, you can lie to your family, you can lie to your girlfriend, your wife, whatever. You can't lie to yourself. And you need to look in the mirror and just see, what can I do differently to make this work for me?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And, you know, before I found DDP Yoga, I had absolutely no idea what an expert I had become at lying to myself. You know, like and part of my healing, my emotional healing, came from learning to accept myself at, you know, 300 plus pounds. That was really important. But at the same, you know, I got clear that I was, you know, my nature as a human being cannot be defined by how I look. But at the same time, I was in denial that there was some really serious, like, stuff that was awry in my life. And I'd be like, yeah, I accept myself, I love myself. And then it would come time for me to walk into a crowded restaurant, and I knew I would be, you know, knocking chairs over. You know what I mean? There was, like, there was a disconnect, and I just didn't want to accept that my eating had gotten me to a state of, you know, imprisonment. And I would never want to look at pictures of myself. If anyone brought out a camera, I would leave the room. So there was a dishonesty going on that I didn't want to deal with until, I guess, life decided I was ready. And I got to my doctor's office and I looked at the scale with him. And that's when it all kind of opened up. And then that was the day I heard about DDP. And it kind of, I was gradually led back to kind of taking the blinders off. But it was a process, because for many years, that's how I stayed buried. You know, that's how I just stayed in this trance of self-protection. But it really wasn't working. So I think we can get really good at lying to ourselves and not even know it. But just the nature of the workouts and this program kind of demands that there's an expectation that you have to own your life, as DDP coined the phrase, and you got to own up to who you are and accept all of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And great points made by there. And owning your life only takes a few steps. And we're going to let you know on how to get a special deal on owning your life. Not, I sound like an infomercial. That sounds so cheesy. I'm not even going to say that. DDP Yoga, you know DDP Yoga works. You know DDP Yoga is awesome. We don't need you to tell you. We don't need Jericho to tell you. We don't need Piper to tell you. But we're going to anyways, just so you can get a special deal on the DDP Yoga Max Pack. If you're not already a member of DDP Yoga or DDPYoga.com, check it out. This is Chris Jericho saying a little something-something about DDP Yoga from his podcast, Talk is Jericho. Check it out.
All right, Hardy Boys are next. But first, I got to say, I did my DDP Yoga after Raw last night. I just keep trashing myself. I mean, I hurt my toes in the cage match against Bray Wyatt last Monday. I hurt them again in Boston. I kind of cracked my back. I got cut open. I hurt my arm. But guess what? I got the remedy for something that will cure whatever ails you. DDP Yoga. Staying loose because I still got the Night of Champions pay-per-view coming up. And the Fozzy Tour with Theory of a Dead Man starts tonight. And I got to be ready to go because those shows are very physically taxing as well. A lot of cardio, a lot of jumping up and down, a lot of breath control. I need to stay in shape. And as much as DDP Yoga helps me, it can do the same thing for you. This is why I can jump off the top of a cage at 43 years old. Specifically and only because of DDP Yoga, a great fitness program for anyone at any age and any fitness level. You don't have to be a professional athlete. You just have to be you. And because you listen to Talk is Jericho, DDP is giving you a great deal on the Max Pack. I use it myself. 15 workouts designed for any skill level. Plus, you get a nutrition guide, a poster to help you remember the 12 core positions of DDP Yoga, and you get the workouts on MP3s so you can do them anywhere. I did it in the hotel room on the floor. Put a towel down. That's all I needed. You can exercise anywhere, anytime you want. You got to give this a try. I'm telling you, if you like Chris Jericho, listen to me and give DDP Yoga a try. It's ddpyoga.com/Jericho and take advantage of this special offer only available to you, the Sexy Beast listeners of Talk is Jericho.
All right. ddpyoga.com/Jericho gets you a deal on the Mac Pack. Max Pack, and Chris Jericho. That was from a while ago, right before his Night of Champions match, which, by the way, he killed it at. Did an awesome match. I think it was against Bray Wyatt, right? Robert, you remember that one?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and that stole the show, man. That was the match of the night, and, you know, awesome match. I think that was the one at Night of Champions. And he'll tell you, he was beat up, and, you know, DDP Yoga took him to the next level. But we have a caller on the line, if I am not mistaken. So, Mr. Robert McLaren, if you will.
Patch for the area code 276.
Yes.
Hello.
Eric Packer.
Eric?
Hey, how you doing?
Robert. Hey, Robert, it's Eric.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you all?
Good, how are you,
doing
brother?
Good. Doing good. I just
what's going on with you? What's that?
I just now got to tune into the show. Sorry about that.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. I appreciate you listening. What's going on? How long have you been doing DDP Yoga?
6 months. The other day.
How's it working out for you?
Well, I've lost 125 pounds now.
No way. 6 months, 125 pounds.
Yeah, he's been doing great. Yeah, check out his transformation photos on DDP Yoga, the under construction section.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Well, do, man.
It'll say 121 pounds on the under construction, yeah.
How much more do you have to lose, man?
I'm trying to lose 203 pounds.
Man, you're almost there, brother.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You have the opportunity to lose 200 pounds in a year. How crazy is that?
Well, that's pretty crazy, but, you know, I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a great attitude to have. There's no timeline, man. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know, you get there and you don't freak out about numbers. I shouldn't have thrown up the 1 year thing, but I was just amazed that you've almost lost 200. And but you know, it really is. It's just take your time and chip away at it a little at a time, and you're killing it, brother.
Oh, thank you. I was listening to what you all were saying earlier, and about being happy, and I try to say this on TeamDDPYoga.com to some of the people I talk to. You know, we talk about owning our lives, and it's also about loving our lives, you know. And we should all love our lives. So
that's
I think it's great. This is a good thing we're all doing. So
that's a great point, man. And nothing, you know, I've said it a million times. People know my story on this page. And if you don't, before DDP Yoga was really, really hard for me. I was in a really bad place physically, mentally, and I spent a year in my life just sitting on the couch and doing nothing. And, you know, it's about living your life. And, you know, owning your life is going to get you to live your life, because you can't live your life unhappy. And if you're, you know, 400, 500, 300 pounds, your life is being affected. And, you know, whether it's the amount of time you have left, whether it's the amount you're living it, whether it's, you know, being able to get up the stairs or do things with your friends, you know, it's owning your life is going to get you to living your life. And that's an awesome point, man. I like that a lot.
I couldn't tie my shoe at 448 pounds.
Wow.
I could hardly get off the couch. And April the 14th of this year, that's when I stepped on the scale for like the first time in a long time. And I weighed 448 pounds because the last 2 years I haven't been able to work or drive due to some health issues. I have blackout spells at any given time. So, yeah, in those 2 years I'd put on a lot of weight. So,
but how do you feel today?
I feel great today, pain-free. Because due to all the falls I had a lot of shoulder problems, and I've had knee problems almost all my life. So today I feel great.
That's an awesome point, man. I love that live your life thing, because it's so important. We tell you to own your life and kill it. But, you know, living your life is so important. And I love that, man. And keep killing it and keep kicking ass, brother.
All right. You guys have a good night.
Thanks for listening, man.
I hate to cut it short, but I have to go early morning.
All right.
So.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, take care,
thank
man.
Thank you, Stacey. And, all right, have a good night.
Take care, bro.
You too.
And I think we have another caller. Is that correct, Robert?
Yeah, this one is the 801 area code.
Hello, 801.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's
doing
going
good.
On, man?
Oh, nothing much. Just listening to the show, thought I'd call in.
Awesome, man. What's your name?
Name's Dusty.
Dusty. So how long have you been doing DDP Yoga, Dusty?
I've been doing it for 32 days.
32 days. Okay, you're just out of the first month. What do you think?
Oh, I'm loving it, because I was looking for something like this, because I've been a personal trainer for the last 8 years and a dietitian myself. And I always kind of dance around the subject of yoga, because, you know, I came from being obsessed with strength training, and that just wasn't something you did that was considered macho, so you didn't do it. You stayed away from those classes, and I was turned on to DDP Yoga by a friend of mine who has been stalking the forums for a while, and I just barely got him to join and order the DVDs, and I started doing it because he said it helped me with losing some more weight and gaining some strength, and it's done just that, so I'm really loving it.
Awesome, man. And you come from the world of dietitians and, like, you know, strength building and stuff like that. And you put up a great point. There's such a stigma of yoga with men and, you know, bodybuilders and, tough guys, you know, the macho men. And, you know, if my girlfriend had asked me, you know, before this to go into a yoga studio, I wouldn't have done it. It's intimidating for a guy like me to walk into a yoga studio with, you know, girls and guys like that doing it. And just getting there, and, you know, I feel DDP has really bridged the gap between, you know, the intimidating yoga studio and the regular guys at the gym.
Oh, definitely. I mean, because the biggest thing I had when I first thought about it is, oh, I'm flexible enough. I don't need to be flexible. I want to be strong. So that's all it can do for me. And I didn't see any other aspects of it. And on top of that, coming from working in a corporate gym environment, majority of the time watching those type of classes going on, it's all women. And so it just made it even more uncomfortable to wanting to go to those classes, because, like, no, women do that. Guys don't do that. But my friend, we both were wrestling fans growing up. We grew up watching DDP on TV, and I thought, you know what? I'll give it a shot. If someone like DDP is doing this, there's gotta be something to it, because the guy, like DDP, I remember as a kid growing up, you know, he wasn't a pansy, he was a tough guy. So like, all right, I'll give it a shot and, you know, get to relive some childhood moments too, and it's all played out.
It's an awesome video on DDP TV. It's from a way, way back, a while back. It's Rob Van Dam coming into an MMA studio with Diamond Dallas Page. Remember this one, Robert?
Not Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam coming into a yoga studio with DDP, and Rob kind of had a little bit of an edge, like a cockiness to him. And Rob is in phenomenal shape; like he's in amazing shape, and he's so flexible. The things he can do is with flexibility is crazy. And he came into this MMA studio that DDP was doing a class in, and he kind of had a little chip on his shoulder, a little cocky, like, attitude, a little bit of an ass about it, like, oh, yeah, DDP yoga type of thing. DDP put him through the ringer, and Rob could barely stand up. He was sweating and, you know, panting at the end of it, and Rob's like, all right, I get it now, I get it. And that just shows, you know, someone like Rob Van Dam, who spends a lot of time in the gym, and especially his flexibility to get so much out of one DDP yoga workout, really proves to a lot of people that, you know, this isn't, you know, chanting to the stars. There's a place for that, but it's more than that. It's for the average guy. And I know Dallas changed the name from yoga to regular guys, because as just as a hook for DDP yoga, you know, make it more, you know, easy to roll off the tongue. But I love the term yoga for regular guys because it really is just a great, you know, yoga for, you know, regular people who are intimidated to walk into the gym with, you know, a bunch of women there chanting and doing the yoga.
The additional effects from it, it's amazing because when I first started coming from a background of strength training, on average when I go in the gym and lift, I'd add 5 to 10 pounds per exercise at the end of the month, and that was about the growth rate I was steady at. Doing the yoga, not the yoga, no, that's not what we call it here. We call it the DDP yoga, doing that for the 32 days. The last 32 days, I've been able to increase the amount that I lift by a total of 20 pounds per exercise. And
wow.
So, oh, yeah, it's amazing. I mean,
wow.
Besides, go ahead.
It's a great accompaniment to any exercise, too. Like you, who, you know, you're going to be a gym rat for the rest of your life, probably, being a personal trainer and, you know, a fitness guy. You're probably going to be a gym rat for the rest of your life. But it's a great – people don't realize it's a great accompaniment to your already, you know, routine. If you're into a routine, if you want to do DDP yoga as a standalone workout, that's great. It's great for that, too. But a lot of guys in the gym, you know, just don't want to get out of that gym routine. And it's a great accompaniment to your, you know, your gym, you know, duties as well.
Oh, yeah, it's only going to make you stronger, make you more flexible, and we both know the more flexible you are, the less risk you have for injury. And if you're going to go in and lift weights and put your joints at risk, it's going to help protect you against that. It will really take anything you're doing in the gym, no matter what your goal is, and it's going to complete it. It's going to round it off. It's going to give you the stability. It's going to give you the endurance. It's going to give you the strength. And you're not going to get hurt, of course, within reason, as long as you're doing things correctly. But it's going to protect you from that. And so it's amazing stuff.
I think the biggest walking billboard for DDP yoga, not just because he's DDP and he's a celebrity, is DDP himself. If you look at Dallas's career, you look at guys from his era. I worked with a lot of guys, you know, in the wrestling business, you know, from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, a lot of the old veterans, the old-timers, and you see them walk into a building, and they're shuffling in, and their knees are junk, their back is junk, their shoulders are junk. They can't even sit into a chair, you know, without help. And, you know, these are guys that, you know, were hard workers and tough guys for sure. But, you know, Dallas's generation was doing a lot more crazy stuff. And by all means, at 58 years old, Dallas should be a broken mess right now, physically. He should be. He really should be. All the stuff he did in the ring, how hard he bumped, how hard he got hit, and how hard he was working in there every single day, he should be a physical mess right now. But to see him standing there and doing these things right in front of your eyes is the biggest testament to DDP yoga possible, not just because he's DDP, the celebrity wrestler. Him just walking down the road and him walking the way he does is a testament to what this program can do for, you know, any athlete or injured, you know, people out there.
Oh, I agree. Like, watching his latest video post on his YouTube account shows him hanging out in the pool right before he starts, you know, slapping people. he doesn't have the body that matches the age. You tell that right up front when you see him. Like, how old is he?
He's 58 years old.
Exactly. That's not a 58-year-old body that I'm seeing. And I'm all about that. So he sold me on pushing back the hands of time on that.
Yeah, that was Mikey's slap, by the way.
That was me.
Well, now I got the face and voice to all put together, because sometimes in the forums on Team DDP, I'm like, wait a minute, which Robert is this? So still connecting that, but... that was some funny stuff, too.
All right, Eric. Well, I appreciate you calling, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you
for
your
time. Oh, Dusty, sorry. We just talked to you, Eric. I'm a mess right now. I'm in the middle of a huge move. My mind's all over the place. Dusty for calling.
No worry. All right. Thank you.
Keep killing it, brother. All right. And that's going to be about doing it for us. Do you want to outro with a promo, or do you want to just wrap it up, Robert? Or what do you want to do? It's up to you. It's your show.
Yeah, we did a late promo, so yeah, why don't we just wrap it up?
Oh, before we go real quick, Stacey has a reader question, so let's just get to Stacey's question real quick.
Oh, well, okay, I was going to ask the previous caller, but I forgot that I muted myself. Anyway, I've had this a couple times over the weeks, people writing in, you know, who want to lose weight, and they would like to know our opinion of which is more important, if there is a more important, doing the workouts or eating clean. And I say the two go hand in hand. I know I wouldn't have had my transformation if I had just done one or the other. But, you know, that said, I was ready to make some changes, and I was willing with my food. If you're not there yet, and I completely understand what that's like, just get yourself to the mat. That's a lot easier. You can just get there, spend a half hour, and that's a great place to start. So that's my take.
I have something to add to this too, Stacey. My girlfriend Katie brings up a great point when she talks about like eating and exercising and stuff like that. She says that one usually follows the other. The more you exercise, the more motivated you're going to be to eat healthy, and the more you're eating healthy, the more motivated you're going to be exercising, because you're going to see results, and you're going to feel better, and you're going to feel motivated to do these. And I noticed that as well. You know, she put it more articulately than I have, but it's one of those things where I feel so much better when I'm eating healthy that I want to work out, and when I'm working out, I feel so much better that I don't want to waste what I'm doing, and I want to eat healthy, and it's kind of one motivates the other, and one drives the other as well.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
So, absolutely. Let's just say our goodbyes now, and we'll hit the outro, and then we'll let who are we going to, Robert?
We'll go to, we've got another Jericho that actually happened right after Night of Champions. And by the way, he was wrestling Randy Orton at Night of Champions, not Bray Wyatt.
That's right. I remember that match. That was a hell of a match. And, great match from Chris Jericho. So we're going to wrap this up. We're going to say goodbye. So, Stacey, thank you so much. I'm glad you had a great 50th birthday.
Yeah, and good luck with your new home, Mike. And I know it's a challenge, and you're doing fantastically.
Oh, I appreciate it, Stacey. Thank you so much. And Robert, thank you once again for your awesome input and for doing the technical end of the show. It's not easy. I've had to do it a few times, and Robert works hard over there getting the show running smoothly. So thank you, Robert.
No problem.
All right, and until next time, own your life. Own this day and live your life. I like that. Live your life. DDP Radio. Chris Jericho. See you guys next week.
First, I got to say I'm loosened up and ready for my Night of Champions match on Sunday, the last match in my series, this current series, against Randy Orton. The reason why I'm ready and limber is I've been doing my DDP yoga in between Fozzy shows and rehearsals. I'm ready to hit the ring on Sunday, and I'm not kidding when I say I'm still wrestling at the highest of level because of DDP yoga. I jumped off a cage at 43 years old on Raw a couple weeks ago, specifically because of DDP yoga. It really works. I don't think I'd still be able to get in the ring, and if I did be able to work, it wouldn't be at the level I'm at right now, and I don't think I'd be able to go on stage. I don't think I'd be able to do things I do if it wasn't for DDP yoga. Listen, it's a great program, and you'll be amazed how good you feel once you start getting into it. Age doesn't matter. Skill level, don't worry about it. Fitness level, doesn't matter. DDP yoga Great choice for everyone and anyone. And listen, because you are a Talk is Jericho fan, a Sexy Beast Talk is Jericho fan, DDP is giving you a great deal on the Max Pack. 15 workouts designed for any skill level. You get a nutrition guide, a poster to help you remember the 12 core positions of DDP yoga, and you'll get the workout on MP3 so you can exercise anywhere, anytime you want. How does that sound? Go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Take advantage of this special offer only available to the Sexy Beast Talk is Jericho listeners. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. But guess what? This offer is not going to last forever. Go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Take advantage of it now. You're not going to regret it. One more time, ddpyoga.com/Jericho. You can find this great deal as well by going to podcastone.com, clicking on the Keep Our Podcast free banner at the top of the page, then hitting the Talk is Jericho button. Listen, I want you to do what's right and get in the best shape of your life. I'm going to help you help yourself. DDP Yoga, go check it out and do it right now.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.